You've been through it. The stress, the deadlines, the guesswork. Maybe you made it through, but you wouldn't wish that chaos on anyone else. Fast Start to College helps the next wave of families plan better, with expert tools, personal guidance, and a clear path forward. If someone you care about is just starting this journey, send them to faststarttocollege.com. Proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey everyone, it's James, and this is Real Without Religion, where we stop dressing it up and start telling the truth. Now you're listening to the series, The Bible Within. This is where we don't ask if the stories were historically true. We ask something deeper. We ask, are these stories happening in me right now? And today we're walking straight into one of the hardest, most misunderstood parts of the spiritual journey, the wilderness. All right, you've left Egypt. You've broken free. You're no longer enslaved to shame or fear or systems that used to, use your sincerity against you. But the promised land, well, you're not there yet. You're somewhere in between. And I know that it may feel like your life is falling apart, and it may feel scary being out away from what felt so familiar. But let's talk about what happens now. So here's the scene. The sea splits apart, and the people walk through. Pharaoh's army, they pursue them, and they're swallowed up. And you would think that's the end, right? Oh my gosh, this is the end of the story. Let's cue the celebration. Let's rejoice. The Bible says that they danced on the shore. But it's not the end, because they walk straight into the wilderness. And I'm not talking like about a peaceful hike. I'm talking about snakes, scorpions, no water, no roadmap, heat during the day, cold at night, put your tent up, tear it down over and over and over again. There's nothing stable, nothing secure, just sand, silence, and survival. And here's what they and we had to learn, that they weren't lost. They were just in between. They had left the system that enslaved them, but they hadn't stepped into their identity as free people yet. And that's the wilderness. It's not punishment. It's a total identity detox. It's the space where everything false starts to fall away. And that hurts. Have you ever been there? I have in my journey. Man, it feels like you don't know which way to turn. Everything that felt familiar to you doesn't feel familiar anymore. What used to move you doesn't move you anymore. It's just a crazy, crazy place to be. It's interesting because what we used to hold up as something spiritual just doesn't work anymore. Our prayers that used to work don't land. The songs that we used to sing and would move us, they don't mean the same thing. And the beliefs that we build our life on, they just start to feel paper thin. We find ourselves asking, God, you know, what are we even doing here? You know, I remember when I left the structure, the system, the safety net, I didn't leave with bitterness. I left with silence. Not because I stopped believing anything, but because I couldn't live afraid anymore. I just couldn't call all this pressure faithfulness. I couldn't keep pretending that fear was obedience when it wasn't. And when it was all stripped away, you know, I didn't have a theology. I didn't have a clear voice. I had one thing. I was hungry. Hungry to know the truth. And that's what the wilderness is like, when your inner world is shifting faster than any of your words can catch up. So out there in the wilderness, you don't get the blueprint. Guess what you get? Manna. Bread from heaven. Just enough for the day. Try to save it for tomorrow? No, doesn't work. It rots. Because wilderness wisdom doesn't let you hoard things. It teaches you to trust. So they had to trust. They were led by a cloud during the day and fire by night. No map, just moving. And when the presence moved, they moved. And when the presence stopped, they stopped. They had no control. They had no clarity. They just had to trust. And that will absolutely tear your ego to pieces. But it will teach your soul how to breathe. You don't get a chance to stockpile trust. You have to practice it every single day. So let me be real about this. The wilderness is so raw, so stripped down, that even bondage started to look good. It's what they said. At least in Egypt, we had food. At least we knew what to expect. At least there was structure. You know, that's not just complaining. That's grief. Because their nervous system was trying to make sense of being so untethered. All the things that they knew were so different now. That's kind of like your inner child wanting safety. Even if it comes with chains, you'll take it. And I've watched it happen in my own life and in the lives of others. I had a church where I preached grace and the grace message and the freedom that we have in Christ when we had that. And I watched people come out of an Egyptian background and they were free and they were excited and they were finally out of legalism and out of fear-based religion. And they were dancing on the shore, man, and they were coming alive again. It was wonderful to see that happen. But then they went through a patch in the wilderness and there was no certainty there and no spiritual high. There was just silence. And I watched some of them go right back into Egypt. One day it was, oh, grace, grace, grace. And the next day, they're slinging shame again, falling right back in the bondage that they were set free from. Because you know why? It felt safe to them. They couldn't handle the in-between. So they crawled back to what they knew. Not because they were weak, but because the wilderness is terrifying if you don't know what you're looking for. And Egypt, at least, was very familiar to them. But here's the part that gets me every time. The whole journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. Now get this. It wasn't supposed to take 40 years. Not even close. Do you know how far it was from the Red Sea to the Promised Land? 11 miles. That's it. From the edge of the Red Sea to the land that they were promised was just a few days' walk. But they couldn't get there. Why? Because they wouldn't stop looking back. Because they kept doubting what they already knew. Because fear sat in the driver's seat of their lives. So they kept walking in circles for year after year after year. They had funerals out in the sand. Stories that never got finished. Dreams that never made it past the wilderness. And I want to scream this sometimes. How many of us are doing the exact same thing? Still circling around. Still negotiating with fear. Still dipping our toe into freedom. And running back the moment it doesn't feel secure. Well, listen, man, I've read the books and I've heard the teachings and I have felt that nudge so strongly in me, and still there are times when I freeze. And I want to guarantee, instead of just walking by trust, and it will cost us years, and it cost me years of my life and growth that I could have had. But listen, you're closer than what you think to where you are to getting into Promised Land. But you guys, you can't take the old mindset with you. This next version of your life requires a next level type of trust. So what is the wilderness really? It's not a dead end. And it's not a punishment. It's the furnace where false identities that we have developed over the years begin to melt. It's the training ground for your voice, your vision, and your strength. It's where performance dies finally. It's where the people-pleasing gets exposed. It's where the truth you've been carrying starts to take shape. Now listen, if they had walked straight into the Promised Land, they would have brought Egypt with them. I want to say that again. If they would have walked straight into the Promised Land, they would have brought Egypt with them. Same pattern, same fears, new address, but the same prison. That's why the source said, we're not going to rush this. You've got to learn how to walk free before you can live free. You're not behind. You're not broken. You're just becoming. So if you're out in the wild right now, if everything inside of you wants to run back to what's familiar, say this with me. I am safe even here. I trust what's forming, even if I can't see it yet. I don't need Egypt anymore. Say it again. I don't need Egypt anymore. Say it until fear loses the microphone. Say it until shame runs out of air. Say it till something inside of you remembers the truth. The wilderness is scary, but guys, it's not a waste. It's where the old breaks off and the new breaks in. So don't go back. Don't dress the chains up in new language. Don't let fear rewrite the vision. You're not stuck. You're not forgotten, and you are not too late. You're being rebuilt from the inside out, and that's amazing. There is manna for today, and there's fire for tonight. And the promised land, it's not some far-off dream. It's closer than you think. So feed your Moses. Follow the whisper. Trust the presence, because when you do, the circles stop, and the wandering ends, and the next chapter finally begins. Guys, thanks so much for listening to The Bible Within. If this episode hit home, send it to someone who's packing up their tent and wondering if they've lost their way. Let them know they're not lost. They're just in the wilderness. So until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, stay real. Amenaste.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.